Bam! Jason Waller here with Unleashed Podcast. That's right. Top 10 podcast on society and culture. Climbing the charts. Thank you for all the subscribers out there. Spotify Podcast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the podcasts you can handle, all of those there. YouTube, Instagram at Jason Waller, Bam and Jason Waller Unleashed. I appreciate the follow. I recently had the John LeBlanc on. It was exciting. We talked about all kinds of controversial issues, right? We talked about race, reverse racism. We talked about Black Lives Matter only mattering in the times of election, which seems really bad. We talked about my son's fight. We talked about what else we talked about? We talked about the left side and the Democrats and what they're trying to do. Obviously, you see where I'm voting. So it was a lot to undial. Today, I want to talk about certain things in order to get better in life, right? How to deal with things. And one of those things I want you to imagine, I want you to imagine getting bitten by a snake, right? And instead of helping yourself recover from the poison, you chase the snake and try to find out why it bit you. You try to prove to the snake that you didn't deserve to get bitten. This has nothing to do with the snake. You wasted your time trying to find out why rather than dealing with the poison, right? You got bit by a snake and you wasted all that time to save your own life trying to find out why. How many times in life do we sit there and have something happen to us and we waste all this energy and all this time on the why? Why is this person treating me this way? Why did I get rejected? Why did I lose the game? Why did I throw an interception? Why did this person choose not to be with me? There is a reasonable amount of time you can spend in asking yourself and failing forward or educating yourself and training yourself and becoming better in life by failure to learn and train and skill and be able to better yourself, become stronger. There's a relative amount of time you can spend doing that. The problem, and I bring up the snake poison, is because people spend too much time doing that. It starts to create insanity. You start to go days, weeks, months, fuck, maybe years asking yourself, why? Why did this happen to me? Why did this person do this? Why did I lose my job? I've got news for you. Spend very, very little time on the why. Pretend that it was a snake that bit you and you've got poison. Spend more time on what are you going to do to fix it? How are you going to heal? How are you going to be better? I lost my business because of a product liability issue. Manufactured Generac, right? $1 billion lawsuit going against them and all kinds of other class action lawsuits against them. And we spent a lot of time trying to figure out, you know, why this happened. You know, we were fixing the solutions, but they were giving us the product and doing that. And when we closed, I spent a lot of time wondering why. Why didn't they step up and you know, do a recall? Why didn't they own this early? Why didn't they do what's right by the consumer and help this business that was flourishing? And I was bitter. I was angry. And I was depressed. And I spent so many months wondering why, chasing that snake, saying, why did you bite me and poison me? Rather than taking the opportunity to learn from that and move on from that faster. Now, I have done that. It took about 4 or 5 months to where I finally grieved and healed. And I'm focused on building other companies and building my brand and building coaching and building my podcast and, you know, being a part of other things like that. I focused on that and I'm all in. But it took me a while because I was so worried about the why. And you don't have to worry about the why something happened. You have to worry about the what is next in your life. You have to worry about looking forward. I talk about it all the time in my podcast and on Instagram. The windshield is so much bigger than the rearview mirror. And we spend so much time looking in that rearview mirror wondering why. You got to stop with the whys. You got to focus on the what next, right? You've got to change that mindset. Somebody doesn't want to be with you, fuck them. Let them go. Don't try to force something. Somebody doesn't want you as an employee, fuck them. Find somebody that will want you. Somebody doesn't want to have a relationship with you, fuck them. Like, why are you forcing? Why are you trying to make something that's not there? You have to find a reason. I treat it like sales. Like, I used to know the sales number when I door knock back in the day for alarm systems. I used to know that if I hit 15 doors, I was selling a deal. But when I first started, it'd be 30. And it was a numbers game. I hit 30 doors and I get 8 no's and I get 14, you know, people that don't answer the door. And I get 6, hey, come back and talk to me when my spouse is here. That nonsense, right? And you start getting that down to a science. And so when I would get the no's, I wouldn't know why. I'd be like, I'm closer to what's next. I'm closer to the yes. And you have to treat things in life like that. When one door closes, I truly believe another door opens. I've lost some good friends in this closure of the business that I thought were my friends that really were opportunists. Close people to me, lying, cheating, stealing from me. Taking advantage of me, not there when I needed them and when I could use their support or guidance. It was tough. And so I've wrote a lot of them off. Like, fuck it, I've got no emotion. Those aren't my people. And I learned, and I never really believed it, like, you know, because I went from a no status to this really high status to falling off the mountain. And I didn't realize that a lot of those people only wanted a relationship with me because I was on top of the mountain. Because the company was making a lot of money. I was on all the TV commercials. The podcast was top 5. I was on TV doing 2-minute drill and office hours. And people just wanted to be around me and were intrigued. And when everything went, you know, we closed and I lost a lot. And I lost being on the top of the mountain, you know, I'm falling down the mountain. I got to start over. This is like crazy, right? It hurt my brand. I got accused of things that weren't true. You know, you're a fraudster. You're this. Oh, that's bullshit. Like, we've never lied, cheat, or steal from anybody. We always had the best intentions for our customers and the best intentions for our company, period. It's always been my thing. That's the deal, right? We have fired best sales reps ever in the world because they were accused one time of lying. You're fucking fired. Like, we're not about that. Integrity is everything. And so I stand here today saying as true and as real and as loyal as I've been to friends, that wasn't reciprocated back to me. People did not be that way when I struggled. Now, you know, I'd like to sit here and say that I was a fucking saint to all the people when I was on top of the mountain. I was a dick. You know, I climbed that mountain. And success hit fast and hard. And unfortunately, I became too good for certain people and treated people less than. So some of what came to me after where people like were mad at me or didn't want to make sense. You know, I didn't do it on purpose. You know, when you get to a point in your life and you're accelerating in life and you're doing well in life, you know, a lot more people are clawing at your time and energy. And so your ability to be there and to listen and to be a true friend to certain people, you know, I've got this much, has shrank and they don't get a lot. And so they see that and they're like, hey, like, you know, he's fucking acts like he's too good now. And I did act like I was too good for people. And to those people, I'm sorry. I never meant to be that way. It happens. It's natural. I think owning your shit is important. And I think that, you know, for those people that I did that to, I've reached out to and said, look, I shouldn't have been, you know, cold to you or too busy for you. And it was wrong. And I've learned from that, you know, as I'm climbing up the mountain again for success, I've realized who's real loyal and I want to stay loyal to them and give them my energy. And who's fake and just wants to go along for the ride. And there's still people that just want to go along for the ride. They're like, oh, you did this and you got this many followers and you're on this show and you've got this show, like all these things, right? I'm nice to people, but I ain't looking for more friends. I know who my real friends are and that circle stays small and I want them to be successful with me. And I know that if I get back to the mountaintop, which I will, it's not if, it's when I get back to the mountaintop, I'm going to be be better than I was before to some of those people. I'm not going to be too busy for them, you know, too good for them, you know, too short with them. And I've learned a lot. You know, when you fail, when you struggle, when you hurt, you don't spend the time why, like looking for the poison, but you got to learn, you got to embrace, and then you got to start action in order to fix things. And that was tough. You know, we're going on almost, I think we're 18 months now since we've closed. It's a long time, you know, as we're winding down. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen to Generac here in the future. I feel like things are going to heat up against them, and they should. The son of a bitch up in Wisconsin, Aaron Yagfeld. Yeah, he deserves to be in jail for sure. Criminal jail for sure. Lying, cheating, stealing, bullshitting, everything he did. But there's nothing I can do. I've said my piece. I've gone out there and been vocal. I've given my depositions. I've given my testimonials. I've filed the lawsuit. I've done everything I can possibly do to try to make it right by these consumers. And I just pray that Generac figure something out and makes it right for those consumers, because it sucks. It's not right. As we look forward into the rest of this year, you know, I mentioned last week that my son got in a fight, and I am not about my kids fighting ever. I am about my kids defending themselves. I am real big on, my dad told me this, is you never start a fight, but you finish one. And I remember getting a fight in school. Same grade my son was, 7th or 8th grade. And I remember getting, you know, a bad fight. And I remember getting the school called my dad. And the first question he asked, did you win? Because if I'd have lost, he'd have beat the shit out of me. And I was like, yeah, I won, right? Because I was scared. Get home, you know, get my ass beat by my old man who's 300 plus pounds at the time. So it was tough. But I'm not like that to my son. I just tell him, don't start a fight. Don't be a bully. Don't be a punk. Be nice to people. And he takes up for people. He's a good kid. But he doesn't take shit, you know? And I give him credit for that. You know, and he sees me struggle, going through tough times, trying to rebuild. You know, I've got so many exciting things in the pipeline I'm jacked up about, and business we're building. Like, I'm jacked, but I'm focused. Guys, this is called laser focused right now. This is called, you know, it's grind time. It's from fucking 9 to 9, baby. I'm all in, right? And that's how you build something great. And that's how you get to the next level. And I've learned how to navigate through this map of business life a little faster, a little better than before. Still hit bumps, still hit issues. Just got to stay on it. Just got to stay on it. And we will, you know, we'll continue to do what we're doing. And growing. And, you know, as for this podcast, it's been fun. Like, you know, I've had a lot of cool guests on, built so many good relationships. I think someone asked me recently, what are some of the best relationships you've got out of the podcast? And I'd say Eric Thomas, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, Ed Milet, you know, I mean, the list goes on. So many great people I've met on the show that I've talked to, become friends with. You know, Golden Tate recently, Joseph Newgarden. I had my best friend Matt Prater on. Shout out to Prater. You know, just a lot of great people. Kevin O'Leary came on. A lot of great business people. You know, David Meltzer. I've met David Meltzer, as a dear friend of mine, on my podcast. But people ask, like, is it cool to have a podcast? And everybody has one now. It is, but it's work, right? It's not like you just get on here and bullshit. Like, I'm getting on here and bullshit now with just talking out here to my listeners, my, you know, followers and people that subscribe. But I would say that it is hard. And you can't expect your show to just crush it. You have to do your show because it feels good and because you're getting something out there. You might help one person. I get messages all the time. Hey, I was in prison. I watched your show. It totally helped me. Hey, I was going through this. I watched your show. Like, that's why I do it. But I also do it because I'm able to have a platform to meet some really significant people in this world that I'm able to learn from as I interview and talk to them. And then I'm able to build relationships and connections outside of, you know, my everyday life, which is important. You've got to surround yourself with really good people. Aaron Singerman's another one, was on my show. That's a badass. He owns Redcon. So look, it's, you know, life's a journey. And, you know, I'm going through here, going looking at some shit here that I've posted recently I wanted to talk about. Let's go here. Check it out. Yeah, right here. So the other thing I want to talk about is the three people, three kinds of people in this life, right? And first is the leaf people. And the leaf people are usually here for a season. They are here until it gets hard, you know, until it gets cold, until the wind blows really hard and you know, the relationship has issues, right? So, you know, the problem with the leaf people is they leave when it's inconvenient for them. You know, a lot of what I had with the success of Power Home was leaf people, you know, and they left when the storm got tough, right? They just bounced, and they weren't very supportive when it ended. They were, you know, they're just hanging on, you know, your coattails and taking a ride. And it's sad, but there's a lot of people like that. I'm sure you guys know a lot of people like that, that are like that. And like I said, those are called the leaf people, right? You think of, you know, during the seasons, leaves, you know, die and then you know, come back. You have new ones that come back every season. It's the same thing. They take what they need. And as soon as it gets cold and old or the wind blows in your life and there's tough struggles, they're gone, right? Second group of people are the branch people. And the branch people, although they're a little stronger than the leaves, you have to test them out. Right. You, before anything happens, you got to put your weight on them and see if they're going to stay with you. And some may stay for a few reasons, but the usually in most cases, they'll break away when life gets tough. So they stay longer than the leaf people. Those are people that, you know, hey, I support you. I'm here. But do they really? I mean, maybe they don't abandon and run from you when things are tough. But they're not really there. And you got to be able to navigate through that. A leaf person who is just there to hang onto your coattails, to be there till the season changes. It gets cold, it gets tough, they're out. Branch people, a little stronger. They're there a little bit more. Could be a good neighbor, could be a coworker. They're there. They're not going to bail on you when it's tough, but they're really not there for you either. You've got to know that. You've got to be like, hey, these people aren't here for me long term. Right. They're not the third group of people. Right. And the third group of people get to a second. These are the branch people, and the branch people, they're stronger than leaves. Their relationship is better with you than leaves. But once things get really tough and you got to lean on them for something, they're for a few tough moments, but then they're out. Right. But the final group is the root people, and the root people, they're very important. Because they don't do things to be seen. Their only wish is to support you and to help you live a strong and healthy life. And even though things are tough and you go through difficult times, they will hold you up. They will love you just the way you are. And those are the root people. That's usually like your spouse, your best friend, no matter what, the person you want next to you when a war happens. They're loyal no matter what. They've got your back no matter what. They're there to uplift you no matter what, love you the way they are, and they don't need anything in return. Leaf people need shit in return all the time. Branch people need stuff in return sometimes. Root people, they don't ever need anything. They do things because they care about you and they love you. They do things because they value the relationship. And you've got to be able to navigate through those three versions of people. Version one being a leaf person. They're just there for the season. They're using you. Until you need something from them or things get tough, they're gone. You've got to fucking be able to see that. The branch people, and I had a lot of branch people in my life that I thought were my friends, were there for some bumps. You know, they're stronger, a better relationship than the leaf people. But when like shit got real bad, they were gone. They weren't there for me. They couldn't put in the effort for me. And they took what they needed, not as much as the leaf people, but it was still about them some. The root people aren't like that. You need to challenge yourself to be a root person. To the people around you that you love, you need to be able to do things for them, be better for them, support them, uplift them, pick them up when they've fallen down, help them out when they've got anxiety, help them out when they're insecure. Do all the things you need to do that and be there for them, because that's going to go a long way and you're their root person. And I guarantee in return, in most cases, they'll be your root person. And you need a handful of root people. That's, I call it the real friends, right? The first one are just fucking the haters, the fucking coattail draggers, the whiners, the bitchers. Those are the leaf people. The branch are all these acquaintances that pretend to be your friends when it's convenient, and they do some stuff for you. But really, they don't give a fuck about you. They care about themselves. They're opportunists. And three, with the root people, those are your loyal fucking friends. Those are the ones we pulled up here. And guess what? These fucking people are trying to fuck with us. We're a group. Let's burn the fucking boats. We don't give a shit. We're in this together. Let's fucking destroy and demolish and take over. So that's what I look for in a relationship and a friendship. Are you there for me no matter what? And am I there for you no matter what? That's how you should judge me as your friend. And that's how I should judge you as my friend. And when I say no matter what, like, things are tough in life. Maybe you got a marriage problem. Maybe you got a work problem. Maybe you got a sibling problem. Maybe you got a parent problem. Maybe you got a child problem. Maybe you just got a fucking you problem. And things are hard. And you need guidance. I mean, I don't have a lot of root people in my life. I have a handful. Like, I don't have a lot of people to talk to about my problems. You know, I'm somewhat prideful. I'm trying to do better than that. I'm trying to open up about my problems and my fears and frustrations and depression that I go through sometimes. I'm human. I'm not fucking Captain America or Superman. I go through the same things other people do. I have feelings. People think I don't have feelings because I'm like, I'm tough and let's go and pick yourself up, wipe your shit off, let's go. Yes, I'm built that way because I don't want to look backwards, but I still have feelings. I still get emotional. I still get sad. I still feel rejection. I still get depressed. I still get anxiety. Like, I'm human. But I try to not let those things control my day. I try to not let those things control my life. I try to dictate what I'm going to do next based on positivity and based on looking forward and based on learning from my mistakes, my struggles, and my issues in life. And that's what I challenge every one of you to do. You know, through every battle, there's a blessing. Through every struggle, there's something to be learned or gained. And you got to challenge yourselves as you go into these chapters of life, and it's fucking scary, but you've got this. You have got this. Why? Because you got to believe in yourself, and you're not guaranteed tomorrow, and you might as well fucking die trying, right? You can't just fucking quit. Quitting is the ultimate failure. Failing to me is just learning. Like, I tried, I didn't get it. I got to try. That's learning. Quitting is really failing. Quitting is the ultimate fucking justification to be a loser. If you quit something, you should never quit anything. You should always try to finish things, whether you win or lose. But you're going to learn if you lose, and you're going to get better. Maybe one time you'll fucking win. Bam!